I'm inviting you now to recall some experience that you've had in the recent or distant past that was so pleasing to you, so enjoyable to you, so satisfying. An experience that you really liked, that as it was happening you might have thought, oh, I wish I could do more of this. This is me. This is so good. And whatever that might happen to be, some people like the experience of riding a bike, walking in nature, walking along the beach, reading a book, watching a movie, luxuriating in a hot bath, whatever it might happen to be that you can like and enjoy. The invitation is for you to recall this. And then as you begin to recall it, there may be some part of recalling this experience where you find yourself in a very easy, natural way beginning to focus on some part of the experience. You might find yourself focusing more on the sounds, the smells, what you can see, how you feel, what's happening in your body. It really doesn't matter what it is in this experience of doing whatever it is that you really like to do. The only important thing is to allow that experience of focusing to develop in an easy, natural way. And as that focus becomes whatever it's becoming, whatever you happen to be focusing on, it can be a natural consequence of that. Any focusing experience, that you can allow yourself to become more absorbed in your experience. There's something about just being in an experience that can be like a natural invitation to become more absorbed in it. You start reading a book and you become more absorbed in it. You watch a movie and after a while you're so absorbed in the movie that you forget that it's a movie. So whatever your experience is, it really doesn't matter what it is. All that matters is that it is your experience. And as you then allow yourself to become increasingly absorbed, not necessarily to a degree that you think you should, or that you think someone else believes that you ought, but simply to allow yourself to be as absorbed as you are. And then as you allow that to continue, you really don't need to notice those physiological changes that happen for any person when they begin to focus and then become more absorbed in something that they're experiencing. You don't need to notice how effortlessly there can be a tendency for you to not move your body, even though you could. Might be interested to notice, you really don't need to. I don't know if you'd be interested, you certainly don't need to notice that the there can be a natural, subtle change in your breathing, just a little deeper and slower. There can be a smoothing out of the muscles of your face, perhaps a softening of the muscles around your eyes. Shoulders can settle. There may be a feeling of relaxation, or perhaps comfort, or a sense of being peaceful or centered. It really doesn't matter what it is that you are experiencing. All that's important is that as you allow yourself to experience this even more fully, that there's a natural tendency for it to become more familiar, to get to know it, to learn it, to sense it more closely than you already do. So then with any learning, it can be your learning that you can have access to anytime you need to or you want to. And so perhaps you could just allow yourself to sit with this experience for a time. Just let it settle. And then when you're ready, and you know when that is, you can simply let your attention return to a more ordinary way of attending and take all the time you need about that. There's no hurry about any of this.